Think about that moment when you're in a group and somebody wants everybody to sing. Now, some people belt it out. Some would die first.
Which are you, eh?
Which it depends how much rum I've had, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Good to know. I can't wait to be singing with you later.
Uh-oh.
Maybe a little later in the morning. Anyway, yeah. Go on.
Now, a musician from Australia wants to draw you out. NPR's Adam Byrne has the story.
There it is. There's the beginning.
In a small concert venue in Washington, D.C., founding director Astrid Jorgensen divides a crowd of amateurs into three colour-coded groups based on how high or low people think they can sing. Then she teaches them to harmonise, starting with the high singers, think sopranos.
If you are blue, it says, who?
Then the middle group, the altos.
And if you're green, it said, wow, wow, wow.
How does Jorgensen lead the baritones? With a voice-altering mic that always gets the crowd laughing.
If you're red, it says,
then a slideshow acts as a visual aid to teach the singers one song. This is Pub Choir, on tour in the US now. Jorgensen says it's really not about drinking.
It's more like a suggestion that singing can be social, singing can be relaxed. I feel like we have put way too much pressure on making music.
Jorgensen takes that pressure away, playfully teasing the crowd. Like when the baritones overpower the room with sheer volume.
You were tasting blood over here. I need you to relax. One, two, three, sing.
Everyone sings better if they're smiling and laughing. I don't know how to say that without sounding like a bully, but I do tease the audience to greatness, I think. That's my goal.
And Jorgensen says it makes them feel great.
So many people come up to me and just say, it's been so long since I feel like I agreed with a room of strangers.
And science says humans singing together is the best group activity for social bonding. Robin Dunbar, a professor of evolutionary anthropology at the University of Oxford, has studied it.
There's something magical about singing in harmony. The synchrony effect produces a massive uplift in the endorphin system.
The system our bodies use to ease pain and relieve stress. Dunbar says it also makes us feel bonded to others. Maybe that's why other musicians want to get in on the pub choir action. On a previous tour, Wheatus lead singer Brendan B. Brown performed the band's most famous track with an audience in New York.
Her name is Noel, and I have a dream about her. She rings my bell.
It's a choir for everyone, whether you're an operatic maestro or a teenage dirtbag.
Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, with me.
Ooh, Adam Byrne, NPR News.
She knows.